Iran's missile test provokes strong international response. Nepal's new government vows not to harm Christians, and kids in France benefit this week from short-term missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's playing a dangerous game with diplomacy and nuclear arms and now faces fresh sanctions. All of this, says Open Doors' Carl Mueller, puts believers in a precarious situation.
The government itself is actually responding to this internal political pressure and the external realities of Christian influence in Iran with greater repression.
The persecution has forced believers underground.
A government as totalitarian and radical as the Iranian government will stop at nothing to prevent its power from being taken away. So organizations like Open Doors that are committed to serving persecuted believers within Iran find it more difficult to do the things that we do. Let's just say that the impact of increasing Bibles and the teaching and evangelism programming is profound.
Mueller urges prayer.
It is important that we remember it's a spiritual battle and that we engage the forces of the enemy that would seek to use these political pressures and these tortures and these arrests to stop the growth of the church. But when God moves, no force on earth can stop it.
Next, the three-day G8 summit's over, and the outcome could help aid agencies. Climate change, aid to poor nations, and oil prices highlighted the summit. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Andy Reiskamp says President Bush asked leaders to stick to their pledge to increase aid to Africa.
If we are going to address the food crisis and to reduce the number of people that are living on less than $2 a day, it is going to take increased commitment from the rich nations to put more funds into what is considered good development.
That money's already helping the CRWRC with child survival, malaria, and HIV/AIDS programs. He says many of these programs offer Bible study classes along with the physical help.
We give people an opportunity at the community level to either participate in the Bible studies or not to. We have to make some separation at the programmatic level, but we certainly don't hide who we are and what we believe.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of people in China and Myanmar lost their homes and everything they had in the natural disasters this last May. You can help local Christians rebuild their communities and spread the gospel, says Howard Amlin of Partners International.
Our desire as Partners International is to help our brothers and sisters in Christ who are already reaching their neighbors long before these disasters occurred, rebuild those communities into viable places in which to live and work.
The organization practices servant leadership, helping about 100 ministry partners in the hardest places of the world fulfill their God-given mission. But they need your support.
Those of us that have the privilege of living in the resource-rich areas of the West need to reach out to our brothers and sisters in the non-Western world who have opportunity-rich situations.
Meanwhile, Christians are full of hope as the Maoist-led government in Nepal is reaching out to the Christian community. Believers faced heavy persecution under the former Hindu monarchy. The new Nepali government met with major Christian leaders to ensure religious freedom, promising not to harm Christians. Gospel for Asia is reaching out through evangelism, church planning, Bible schools, and radio. Pray that believers will continue to be bold in their witness. And finally, EFCA's Reach Global urges prayer for the children's ministry taking place in France this week. There are almost 40 kids attending the bilingual vacation Bible school in Lyon. Five ministry teams from the United States are supporting Reach Global Church planters in this project that's slated to wrap up tomorrow. Pray for opportunities for the team to get to know the children and their families as well so that relationships can be established to share the gospel even more. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.